Tuesday, 18 minutes to 6 now. And let's hear a little more today of that pioneering event which started at the University of Central Lancashire earlier. Staff at Preston hosting the first British Conference of Undergraduate Research. Over the next couple of days, students and staff from some 52 universities will be in Preston, along with a couple of travels from America and even Australia. Well, I heard one of those guest speakers, Professor Simon Hazlitt. He's from the University of Wales, and he told me why this get-together was right at the cutting edge of thought and thinking of the future of research at universities.
It's new in terms of a conference, but it's not new in terms of what undergraduates have been doing for decades, if not centuries, within universities. But the difference is now that we're celebrating it, and we're allowing the undergraduates to come together in a conference setting, to talk amongst themselves, to their peers, but also with academics present as well. We can have we can see what they're doing, and we can give advice, and we can mentor in a less formal setting than perhaps the classroom. So it's a really good initiative that, well, hopefully, I'm sure the undergraduates who are attending and presenting today will find it a great benefit, not only to their studies, but to their longer-term future and career.
Is it an aspect of study that's almost slipped under the radar, unless you're in the rovers of academia, that you don't really understand or know the importance of this?
Well, there is this perception in universities that students sit in large lecture theatres and that's all they do. But there's a lot more to it than that. As well as the lectures where we impart sort of knowledge to the masses, if you like, there is also lots of small group teaching, and certain disciplines have particular types of sessions. Like for the humanities, it might be seminars where they discuss literature and research papers and so on. For the sciences, it may be laboratory work, and for the natural sciences, it may be field work, getting out in the sunshine like it is today, and studying the natural and built environment. And all those different types of settings, students really get turned on when they inquire about their surroundings, inquire about the research, and undertake research to get answers to
some questions. It's not just a textbook, it's not reading someone else's ideas, it's actually engaging.
Yeah, well, the universities, and this is something I think we need to resurrect slightly, universities are communities of scholars. Right from the top professor down to the first year undergraduate, we should be working together to further knowledge. And to create knowledge and to better understand the world we live in. There is, in recent years, there has been this sort of divide between, well, research is the domain of the academic, of the lecturer. But students should be part and parcel of that. And I certainly, through my career as a lecturer, have involved undergraduate students in my research, and I've published more than 20 papers in academic journals co-authored by my undergraduates.
I suppose it doesn't hurt either that here we're talking about life skills, transferable skills.
Oh, absolutely. Managing a research project is the same as managing anything else in life, and you've got to get the budgets right if there's money involved. You've got the time schedule, who's involved, what you're going to do with the results, where is it going to be published, if at all, and so on. So in terms of the actual research process, that applies right across the board to everything in life. But in terms of specific skills, for in sciences, laboratories, or perhaps in computing or IT, those skills are increasingly more transferable in many jobs that these students may get in the future.
And the students, of course, entering the lecture theatre as we speak, so I won't keep you much longer. But why does it matter so much to you? Obviously, your enthusiasm shining through in this interview, but why come all this way from South Wales up to Lancashire to see us?
Because it is an important initiative. My colleague Stuart said earlier, the Americans have been embracing this for many years, and in Britain we've been slow to catch up. And I think this is a great initiative. Academics should be putting their support to it and encouraging their students. And I know that many of our colleagues from around the country have actually got students into minibuses and on coaches to get them here today so that they can present. So there is the start there of a group of academics who are really committed to undergraduate research and want to get it off the ground. This is the start. Let's hope in the future we have another conference next year, again after that, and we see this as a long-running event on the academic calendar.
Professor Simon Hazlitt there from the University of Wales, who's travelled up to be part of this groundbreaking conference of undergraduate research taking place today and tomorrow at the University of Central Lancashire in Preston. And more in the next 5 minutes.